was a surgeon and a capable one at that. Even as a tad bumpus. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" Yes, I had a man come to me. In extreme duress. Constant infection of the hydraulics. I said, "All right, sir, drop trial, let's see what we got." Gorgonzola. He said, "What am I going to do, Doc? What am I going to do?" I said, "Routine circumcision, I think, would take care of this. It should have been done a long, long time ago. Fear not, here. Let me give you a little something for some antibiotics. Let's get them cooking, and we'll have you in the operating room tomorrow." Admittedly, the operation is a little more difficult for a grown man than for a little baby, but it is basically routine, and I think that'll solve your constant chronic infection. He said, "Okay, Doc, I'll do anything. So sure enough, the night before the operation, we surgeons got half a bag on. We were running around, snapping each other with towels. A couple of the nurses took part. A wild party lasted till 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, needless to say, in the course of our celebration, a lot of the records got jumbled up. A lot of us had forgotten our assignments for the next day. So when we showed up the next morning, hungover, hating life, we got the patient's record switched. And instead of doing a routine circumcision on the guy, we did a circus change operation! We were all gathered around the bed waiting for him to come out of the anesthesia. I mean, that's the kind of thing, it's just too horrible. Too horrible. I said, "Mr. Jakubowicz, we have some terrible news. We've inadvertently performed a sex change operation on you. What you've got now is something extra sweet down here." I mean, that part of it went well. "Hey, me, you have the sweet and the rather attractive accoutrement of a woman, I must say. Of course, he was kind of shocked by it. He said, "My God, yeah! You mean to tell me I'll never experience another erection?" I said, "Oh, yeah, but it'll be somebody else's."
Keep it here for more craziness. It's the Grease Man on DC 101. So you want to...